One.
Blast off.
Perek Chafei, we are at the end of the Ramchal, page 496 in the Art Scroll, Perek Chafei, Perek 25. In the green Feldheim, we are page 174, Kuf Ayin Dalid. How do we acquire Yira? How do we acquire Yira? Says Ramchal, how does a person acquire Yira? Ach, Derech Kenias HaYira HaZos. As we were coming off of Yira Sachet, Yira Sachet, we said, is a Madrega in Yira Saromos. Just the Chaz are over. There's Yira Saonesh, there's fear of punishment, which is the simplest, lowest level of Yira. Then we have Yira Saromos, which is awe. It's a relationship. It's realizing that there's a Hashem, there's me, there's that incredible relationship. And then within Yiras Aromos, there is Yiras Hachet. So how do we get there? So the Ramchal is going to teach us in a very short paragraph. Ach derech kenias ha-yira hazos hu hasbonin al shnei inyanim amitim. It's to process and to think about two true facts. Number one, ha-echad hu, fact number one, God is in every place in the world. That's number one. He's everywhere. You cannot run away from him. Number two, I'll call davar katan v'gadol. Hashem oversees everything, whether it's big, whether it's small. Nothing is hidden because it's too big, the magnitude of the subject, the lo mipnei p'chisuso, and not because it's insignificant, right? Sometimes people are afraid to daven for little, like, insignificant, little tiny things. Ela hadavar hagadol v'hadavar hakatan, whether it's great, whether it's small. Hanikla v'nechbad, whether it's light, seemingly insignificant, nichbad, or it's a very serious thing. Hu roe, he sees. Hu maven b'li hefresh. And this fits with the pshat that why a gadol, an adam gadol, is called a gadol. The reason an adam gadol is called a gadol is because by him, every little thing is important. Every little thing is big. Everything is gadol. And that's what the pasuk says. Maloi chol ha'aretz kevodo. The world is filled of the glory of Hashem. Ve'omer lo ha'shemayim v'sa'aretz ani malei. I fill the entire heavens and the earth. Ve'omer mik Hashem Elokeinu ha'magbi l'shaves ha'mashpili l'ros ba'shemayim u'va'aretz. Ram al kol goyim Hashem al ha'shemayim kevodo. Of course, all the other religions, they believe in God. They believe in God. But God is above. We hold Mi Kashem Elokeinu Magbil Hashem Samashvilos Bashmai Buvares. We, it makes a difference how we tie our shoe. Us, it makes a difference how a person goes to the bathroom. Us, it makes a difference how a person says good morning, how you lift up your finger, how you do every little thing. Because Hashem is even there. Ki Ram Hashem Shalva Yirva Gova Mimrecha Keda. The cave on Jesus Barlai. Once a person knows. Once a person realizes that Hashem is everywhere, as if you learned in the beginning of the siman in Shulchan Aruch, the first hilchas in Shulchan Aruch are how to get dressed. Why not? What's the big deal? I'm in my room, nobody's there, the tris is down, it's just me, myself, and me. Why can't I walk around however I want to walk around? Why are there halachas that you have to put on a robe, you have to wear a undershirt, you have to be, why? Why can't I just do whatever I want to do? Because Hashem is there also. Hashem sees, hears, everything is written down. Everything is written down. Everything is recorded, as the Chafetz Chaim said. That's the reason why recordings and movies were made back in his day, was to teach a person that after 120, it's going to be very simple. You're just going to You're just going to record. It's all just going to be, there it is. There's the movie. You're going to watch the movie. Chol ma'asechem zeh v'nechtavim. Ki kevon shashkochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu roya HaKol v'shav HaKol. He hears and sees everything. Everything is going to be written, whether it's positive or it's negative. Va'omnam, here we go. The only way you're going to get this is by constant, consistent reflection and contemplation. That's where phones have messed us up a little bit. Why? Because it doesn't give a person a chance to look out the window and process and think about Hashem. After thinking about it, delving into it, then you can come to it. Not only once you get it, you got to keep it. Once you get the clarity, you got to keep the clarity. I love this. Here it is, guys. This is it. This is our generation. Just like most, the way to acquire Yira is through thinking and processing. So where do you get the opposite of Yira? Kain hesech hadas. So too, when a person is distracted, whether he did it on purpose or actively, it doesn't matter. As he said in the first parak, whether a person distracts himself on purpose or for whatever reason, without processing and thinking, you're not going to have Yira. Unbelievable. Kol hesech hadas, bitul hu liyira tmidis. Every distraction, it's one of the reasons when we cover our eyes and we close our eyes for Kriya Shema, not to be distracted. Give me a minute of clarity. Give me a minute of sanity where I can realize that there's a God, there's a Hashem, there's a world, there's an Olam Haba. I'm going to die one day. There's clarity. There's nothing wrong with having that clarity. Here it is, guys. This is incredible. That the Melech had to carry around a Sefer Torah. Why? Leman Yilmad Liyiras Hashem Elokav. One of the greatest psukim in the entire Chumash. You have to learn how to have Yiras Hashem. You hear that? You have to learn how to have Yiras Hashem. Halamarta She'in Ayira Nilmedes Elamina Kriya Belti Nifsekes. Where do you go have this? Because V'haya Imay V'karba Kol Yimei Chayav. The only way to do it is by consistency, over and over again, every day chazering over, every day in the morning, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, every night, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, every day, Shachris, Min Chamar, chazer over, what life is about, Usadakta Ekshomer Laman Yilmad Lira, here it is. He says, it doesn't say, V'lo Amar Laman Yira. Why doesn't the Pasuk say, in order that you fear? Why do you have to learn how to fear? So Zok the Heiliger Ramchal says the Holy Ramchal, Elo Lefishena Yiras Ois Musegus Beteva, because it's not natural. You can't just say fear Hashem. Huh? Where's your Yiras Shemaim? Fear Hashem. You can't just fear Hashem. You have to learn how to fear Hashem. Ki Adaraba Rechoyka Hi Mimenu Mevnei Gashmias Achushim. Because we are physical, right? Smell, taste, sight, hearing, touch. Hashem doesn't fall into that category. So how are you gonna L-A-D-A limud? You have to learn. You have to try and understand Hashem. The ain limud liira. Here it is, guys. Berov hasmada batora udracha bali hefsek. You have to be consistently looking into the Torah, consistently understanding the Torah. You have to understand its ways. You have to understand what Hashem wants from us. Hushia adam is bonein umayin badavra zetamid. You have to think about this all the time. B'shiftoi, when he's sitting. B'lechtoi, when he's walking. B'shachbai, when he is sleeping. U'v'kumai, when he wakes up. Ad sheyikva b'dayit amidah z'arvid ahinu amidah z'mazir shechinas yizbarach b'chol malkum yasenu amidim l'fan of mamish b'chol eis u'v'chol shah. And that we are literally standing in front of Hashem at all times. Unbelievable. The facts on the ground. V'oz yira oso be'emes. Once a person spends the time recognizing that Hashem is malei kol haaretz kvodo, he's with me, he's in front of me, He's always watching me. V'umashaya David HaMelech, Mispal v'omer, Hayreini Hashem darkecha, Ahalech b'amitecha Hashem, show me the way, show me the truth, bring my heart in order that I can have this recognition that you are Hashem liyirashmecha. 10 minutes, guys, and 13 seconds can change your life. We are now entering, Emir Tashem, Perek 26. The next time, we'll have to figure out when we're heading up to learn this by the Ramchal. So it's a little bit of a mazel tov to all of us. We're up to the 26th Perek of the Mesil Shisharm.